JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wein's 5,000 Years of Jewish History. One video clip at a time. Clip number 78. American Jewry after World War I.
After World War I, American Jewry became stronger. First of all, it became more numerous because it had a greater immigration of Jews from Europe. Secondly, you're talking now about a second or third generation of Jews who were more Americanized, who were more acclimated to America, and who felt that somehow America was their home. They felt instinctively that America was different than any other exile that the Jews experienced, and that it truly was the golden land. Jews came into the professions. Now there was a ceiling against Jews, and there was anti-Semitism, and there certainly was discrimination against Jews. But nevertheless, Jews pushed hard. You had at first had a Supreme Court justice that was Jewish, Louis Brandeis, then you had another one, Cardoza. You had Jews that became very successful, and you had the ubiquitous Jewish doctors, lawyers, accountants. Wall Street strengthened itself, and even though most of the money was not Jewish, the Jewish names and the Jewish brokers were prominent. The American Jewish scene looked like it was going to develop strongly and to a great extent become completely assimilated. In the 1920s, even though there were enormous amounts of Orthodox Jews in the United States, there weren't an enormous amount of children of Orthodox Jews in the United States who were willing to remain traditional or Orthodox. It had to do with the working conditions, with the fact you had to work on Saturday, but it had to do with the Americanization process. And Jews instinctively felt that somehow to be American, you had to give up on being observant Jews. And therefore, Orthodoxy shrank in the next generation, while movements such as the conservative movement, which tried to compromise Jewish tradition and Jewish halakha in order to make it more fitting to the American scene, mixed seating in the congregations, etc., they grew extensively. And also Reform Judaism had the benefit of having the grandchildren of Orthodox Jews who, for social and other reasons, economic reasons even, joined the ranks of Reform Judaism. So American Jews in the Roaring 20s were part of the Roaring 20s, and therefore they would also suffer when the Roaring 20s collapsed in the Depression and in the coming of World War II. My name is Beryl Wein, and I thank you for watching.
For more on Jewish history, go to JewishHistory.org.